The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
I felt like the only mother in the world who wouldn't survive it. The only mother who couldn't fight through the pain of newborn gums cutting like razor blades on her nipples. The only mother who couldn't pretend to function with her brain in the vise of sleeplessness. The only mother who looked down at the daughter and thought, please go away. Now, that's a short expert taken from The Push, a suspenseful, sometimes shocking debut novel that will ignite discussion about the expectations of motherhood, the concept of nature versus nurture, and the notion of unconditional love. And the author of this very gripping book is Ashley O'Drane, and she is joining us on the line. Ashley, good morning and welcome.
Oh, good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me.
Now, it's sparked a huge amount of conversation, this book, and people wondered, and the first question is always, I suppose, was this feeling of maybe not liking your baby something that you experienced yourself when you had a child?
Yes, you know, I have to say I'm very thankful that this is very much fiction, you know, that this is, there's nothing autobiographical about that experience that Blythe has, the main character has with her baby, you know, who's named Violet. But, you know, I started writing this book when my own son, my first child, was 6 months old. And so while, you know, I was really able to connect with him and sort of find that right away, you know, I really had a difficult first year, you know, in motherhood and just, you know, really living through this idea that, you know, the expectations that society puts on us as mothers about how it is supposed to be and how we are supposed to talk about it, you know, was so different than the reality in so many ways, I think, for a lot of women.
I was reading one review about the book, and it says that the Good Morning America book club pick for January should be avoided by expectant mothers and anyone with a newborn baby, brackets, everyone else, proceed at your own risk.
I think that's fair. I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah. Now this is a transgenerational book, and the notion of bad seed about something that is inherent. The more we learn about genetics, the more we realize how much is inherited and maybe how little might actually be learnt. I don't know where you come in on that argument before we talk about, as much as you want to, the plot of the book.
Yes, you know, I really, that argument, you know, that debate of, you know, nature versus nurture and what we inherit and what is learned has always fascinated me, I think. And then I think when you have your own children, you know, you really start to see this, you know, play out in front of you as they grow. And that was really something that I wanted to write about. I started, you know, just wanting to write about this experience of, you know, one mother in her motherhood. And I realized I couldn't really understand her, you know, unless I understood the mother she came from and what her experience was like. And then also her grandmother. And that is how it sort of became this more, you know, intergenerational novel. And I did do some more research around, you know, that idea of, you know, what is passed down and also how trauma, you know, can be passed down and that intergenerational trauma that can, you know, live literally in our DNA, you know, to be passed down to our children. I think that is, you know, one of the central themes and one of the central questions in this book.
Now, the principal character, and as I say, it is intergenerational because you have to trace back into the history. But Blythe starts out with Fox. And I mean, it is what should be an idyllic courtship, marriage relationship with the advent of children. Explain as much as you want to about where the fault lines lay.
Yeah, well, as you said, yes, you know, Blythe, this is a, you know, her story, Blythe's story. And, you know, she does come, as we've said, from this history of women, you know, who have struggled greatly with motherhood. And she is very determined that she's going to break this cycle. You know, she is not going to be like her mother and grandmother. She is going to be, you know, the warm, present, engaged mother that she always hoped that she had had. And so she is in this marriage, you know, with Fox, and they do have a very loving, kind relationship, a respectful relationship. So they, you know, have this daughter, Violet. And the problem is that, you know, it is not long until Blythe starts to feel that, you know, there is something wrong, you know, with the baby, with her. The baby is quite detached and aloof and quite angry. And she begins to act a bit maliciously, you know, towards other children. And her husband cannot see this in their daughter. You know, he really believes that this problem between the mother and child is Blythe's problem, you know, that it is her maternal anxiety that is causing her to feel this way. And so, you know, they try to move on and have another baby, I think, as a way of, you know, sort of her proving to herself that, you know, she could be the mother she wants to be. And unfortunately, that does not go well, you know, for this family. And, you know, there's a fallout, you know, an unraveling of the family.
Don't give too much away of the plot, although you don't really... You don't actually find out really until the very end exactly what has gone on. Did you do research into the real women in the real world who actually have these feelings towards a child? Not as extreme now as the plot in your novel, but they, you know, don't like the baby much.
Yeah, you know, it's very difficult to, I think, find women and mothers who want to talk about that, you know, or who want to admit that. I think there is so much, you know, shame and judgment that we would feel around, you know, a discussion like that or an admission like that. But those feelings, you know, certainly do exist. And, you know, I did a lot of research around, you know, attachment theory and, you know, maternal attachment theory, you know, which, you know, is a very real impacting thing, you know, for the rest of your life. And I think, you know, there's one article that of research that I did that really has stayed with me. It is from 1975, and I think it was in the Journal of American Psychiatry. And the title of this article is called "Ghosts in the Nursery," which is just such a poignant phrase, I think, you know, a very moving idea. And it is all about, you know, research that supports that looks at this idea of, you know, what we carry, you know, from generations past and from our own childhood, you know, that we bring to our experience with our own kids, you know, into our nursery when we have our own babies. And so I think, you know, I think in Blythe's case, you know, she is having so much trouble, you know, connecting with this baby and liking this child. You know, she really does not like this child as this child becomes older, but she also is carrying, you know, so much anxiety and sort of maternal trauma from her own past that it is hard for her to see, you know, which is which, why she is feeling the way she is.
Now, we're not talking about a mother who looks at a child after a particularly trying episode and says, "Give me a break." That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about someone with what the clinicians would diagnose as attachment disorder.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think, you know, she goes through, you know, sort of different phases in the book where she is trying to decide, you know, what this problem is that she has. And I think, you know, for the first year of motherhood, as I've written about in this book, you know, I think whether you are, you know, suffering from a mental health problem or not, you know, we can all relate to that feeling that first year of being exhausted and have just, had enough and cannot wait to kind of pass that baby over for a break. And you don't want to feed, you know, one more time. I mean, we can all relate to that feeling. And so I think for that first year or two of her life, she is trying to decide, you know, is this normal or not, you know, is, you know, there something else at play here? And she cannot find that support around her in her world, you know, even from her doctor, from her mother-in-law, you know, from her husband, to help her validate that, you know, or acknowledge that, which leaves her feeling, you know, quite isolated and quite lonely.
Now, a tricky subject and a difficult subject, but beautifully written. You would not describe it absolutely as a thriller, but more, you know, emotional suspense, that kind of thing. But when you wrote it, I mean, you had connections in books because you worked for Penguin in Canada. What was the reaction of the editors when you pitched it?
Yeah. I didn't really know what the book was after I had written it. I think that maybe other writers can relate to that. You know, you write sort of the story you want to write and you're not quite sure you know, how that's going to look to the reader or what you really have in your hands. And, you know, I think one thing that's really surprised me, you know, when this book went out to editors was how dark it felt to them. And I think, you know, it didn't feel so dark to me because I think because I was just in it writing this, you know, for so many years and working on it for so many years. And as you said, I think, you know, that emotional suspense, you know, you hope to write that, you know, as a writer, but it's really up to the readers to decide, you know, how suspenseful something is or how gripping something is. And so I was just, you know, just thrilled and so grateful that that this book has had the reception it has, you know, both with publishers and with readers. Yeah, it's really
and
terrific.
It might well be a movie before long, I believe.
Yeah, actually, I think the plan is for a limited television series. Yeah. So either way, sort of on screen, which will be a really exciting experience. Yes.
So finally, Ashley, what dark corners are you going to bring us to in your next novel?
Well, you know, it does also feel quite dark, I have to say. But yes, you know, I really like writing about these themes, you know, about marriage and motherhood. And also next time, I think this next book explores sort of, you know, the darker side of female friendship, you know, when envy is and jealousy can sort of be at play. And so I hope the next book is for the same kind of readers who enjoy that, you know, emotional suspense as they did in The Push. So I'm really enjoying writing it. I'm trying to finish it up now in these pandemic days.
All right. Well, look, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. The book is called The Push, and it is published by Michael Joseph, which is an imprint of Penguin. I have the hardback version. I'm sure it will be available in paperback as well. But Ashley, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.